He dropped to a knee, driving his own blade up at her midsection, then cursed as she twisted away with nothing but a smoking furrow across the belly of her back suit. And that was when Luke noticed the blood boiling up in front of his faceplate. He glanced down and saw a long flap of suit fluttering in the light of his helmet lamp, already venting blood, air, and sweat. What had opened his second, larger gash, he had no idea. Knowing his enemies would be pressing their advantage already, Luke rolled into a forward somersault. He came up on the opposite side of the lift, spinning and firing, using the force to lift himself toward the ceiling, his lightsaber tracing a helix of protection around his body. Combat vac suits were designed to isolate and self-seal, but only to a degree. Already, Luke could feel the cold of the void seeping in through the gash in his abdomen, and he could tell by the subtle ringing in his ears that his suit was losing pressure. Luke glimpsed a dark curve tumbling toward him as the two women divided and moved to flank him, and he understood. These Sith wielded the Force like a third limb, using it as naturally as their own hands. While he was focused on their lightsabers, one of them had slipped her black parang out of its sheath and attacked. Luke stopped spinning and blocked the parang, his lightsaber slicing it in two. The two Sith women leapt in to finish him. He turned his blaster pistol on the girl, driving her back with a flurry of bolts aimed low, then high, then low, too fast for her to block. One bolt skimmed off her helmet, then another burned through her boot, leaving her hopping as she vented smoke and vapor. Then the older woman was on him again, slashing first from one side, then the other with her scarlet blade, driving in close to pummel him from thigh to throat with knee, elbow, and helmet. Luke dropped his blaster pistol to wield his lightsaber with both hands, blocking left and parrying right, kicking at her knees and slamming at her throat with both forearms. Through their vac suit armor, neither of them was taking much damage, but it would not be long before someone slipped. When that happened, the end would come quickly. Luke continued to strike and counter-strike, his head starting to spin as his air scrubber strained to keep pace with his exertions and the atmosphere bleeding from his gashed suit. The Sith woman fought like a Shenbit, never letting up, never hesitating, never pausing. It was all Luke could do to stay between her and the wall, and to use the Force to keep her trapped in front of him, using her like a shield to keep the girl from slipping around to attack his flanks. How long ago the exit panel had opened beside him, Luke had no idea. All he knew was that over his helmet speaker, he heard Ben warning him that the Jade Shadow was opening fire on ship. As the lift filled with bright blue strobing, he glanced toward the wall to keep his faceplate's blast tinting from being activated by the Shadow's big laser cannons. The Sith instinctively turned toward the light to see what was happening. They realized their mistake the instant their faceplates darkened and leapt into a series of evasive tumbles. But even that tiny slip was too much in such a vicious combat, and Luke was in no condition to be merciful. He followed the older Sith out into the hangar, taking advantage of her momentary blindness to lop off pieces. First a leg, then a sword arm, and finally, her helmet. Expecting the ferocious girl to be on him the instant her faceplate cleared, Luke spun to meet her with a clearing sweep of his blade and found her a full 30 meters away, floating above a dusty old Sorosub Star Tripper that looked like it could have been the prototype for Lando's famous Lady Luck. Her partially darkened faceplate was turned toward the lift area, perhaps because she was searching for something she could use to continue her attack from a safe distance. But she seemed to feel Luke's gaze and realized the odds had turned against her, and she slowly looked back toward him. It was impossible to see inside her faceplate from that distance, but Luke had the sense that she was watching him carefully, either adjusting a previous appraisal of him or simply awaiting his next attack. When Luke remained motionless, the girl ignited her lightsaber and raised it in salute. He acknowledged the gesture with a dip of his head. She held the salute for a moment longer, then deactivated her blade and did a backward Force flip, vanishing from sight behind the dusty Star Tripper. Luke turned toward the hangar exit. Seeing no sign of any active vessel except the Shadow, he chinned the microphone toggle inside his helmet.
"Hey, Ben?"
The Shadow instantly swung around and started back into the hangar. Then Ben's voice came over the comm channel.
"Dad, what's wrong?" You don't sound so good.
I'll survive, Luke said.
If you hurry.